Okay. Good morning. Let us turn to our bulletins and read together the watchword for the week. Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." There's a lot of news for the church that we need to share today. The first thing for this week is that the Board of Elders will not be meeting tomorrow. We'll be meeting the following Monday, May 22nd at 6 a.m. A.m., no, p.m. No. P.m. Annual Strawberry Festival is coming up soon, and there are sign-up sheets in the narthex to help prepare, serve, or donate food, and that'll be coming up on Saturday, June 10th. And speaking of summer, we're going to have a new early worship time this summer. Beginning on Sunday, June 4th, we're going to begin our worship at 9:30, and there will be no Sunday school. The event that is to be happening at the RAC They've asked for feedback about that, and Carolyn needs to know by today if anyone is interested in that. So please let her know today. We are collecting money for Ben this week and next. Please see Linda Bunnell and give it to her if you want to contribute to that. We are helping to prepare a lasagna dinner for Convo fundraising. There are sign-up sheets in the narthex, and McKenna has tickets. There's not a price on the tickets. It's a free will donation, but a ticket is required because we're only preparing a certain amount of dinners. So please see McKenna about that. Next Saturday, Fry's Valley is having a chicken barbecue. I think that was pretty much everything that people told me. Are there any other announcements that I missed? Floyd?
It's that time of year. The city of Dover has gave us a chance to sweep the streets. And that's over the holiday. There's sign-up sheets out and order to be signed. And every year, last year they gave us $100 raise. So we're now making $600 from the city of Dover for sweeping the streets on the holiday. So anybody interested, please sign.
All right, thank you. Linda?
From June on, all the ones for cake are available, so feel that sign up to purchase cake. Or bring your own. Please put your name on the sheet.
Okay, and I think there might be a mowing schedule out there, too, that people need to sign up for to help with the mowing this summer. Anything else? Okay, please stand up and join in our first hymn, Stand Up and Bless the Lord, number 531.
Thank you.
Please remain standing and turn to page 37 in the front of your hymnal. What shall we render to the Lord for all his bounty to us? We will offer to the Lord the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Revealing yourself to us as one who created all things, who gave us dominion over all the earth, who called us into a covenant relationship with you, who has given us the privilege of being your ambassadors in our world, who loves us as your children through Jesus Christ our Lord, we give you our heartfelt thanks. Jesus Christ, our Savior, because you were willing to come to earth in the likeness of humanity to take the form of a servant, because you became obedient unto death, even death on a cross, because God has highly exalted you and bestowed on you the name which is above every name, that at your name every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that you are Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We humbly bow before you in praise. Within us and calling us to God by the gospel, for preserving us in the true faith, for leading the church on earth in its mission, for pointing the way of discipleship to each of us. We acknowledge your presence and power among us. Must follow me, and where I am, there shall my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. We hear your call to be disciples. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear much fruit, and that your fruit should abide." Now the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. We live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Confess, Lord, that as your disciples, we have often dishonored the holy name we bear. We ask your forgiveness for the times when we have failed to labor for your kingdom, when we have not followed your admonition to seek first the kingdom of God, when we have hidden our light from the world, when we, as the salt of the earth, have lost our strength. Have mercy on us and restore unto us the joy of faithful discipleship. Amen. The Lord your Redeemer has said, "With everlasting love I will have compassion on you." Therefore, serve the Lord with gladness, witness to his goodness and mercy, and preach Jesus Christ as Lord, with yourselves as servants for Jesus' sake. Please stand. People are printed in your bulletin. In addition to those, we add Ryan Wieland and family. Also, thanks from Ben Lippert for graduation from seminary and Ben and Emily for wedding next week. Jim Gallagher passed away. Safe travels for Missy's family. And I'll add a personal one that McKenna won a scholarship from the Claymont Foundation yesterday. At the conclusion of our prayer, we will sing together the Lord's Prayer that's found on page 828 in your hymnal. Let us bow for prayer. God of everlasting love, you generously provide all things for us. We pray for people everywhere. Make your way known to them, your saving power among all nations. We pray for the welfare of your church here on earth. Guide and govern it by your good spirit, so that all who call themselves Christians may be led in the way of truth and hold the faith in unity of spirit, in the bond of peace and in righteousness of life. We commend to your fatherly goodness all who are afflicted or distressed in body, mind, or circumstances. Relieve them according to their needs, give them patience in their sufferings, and deliver them from all their afflictions. All this we ask for in the sake of Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen.
Scripture reading comes from 1 Peter chapter 2-10. Like newborn babies crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to him, the living stone rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also like living stones are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, I chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts him in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Our gospel lesson comes from John 14, 1-14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back to take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so we can't know the way. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, you don't know me, Philip, even after I have been among you. Show us the Father. Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it.
Easter. I did not lose my place in the liturgy. I still laugh at that one. Point of personal privilege, you should be getting used to that by now. 2 weeks ago, I had the honor of preaching in my home congregation as part of their 60th anniversary. And I met a young man there who was assisting in worship that is really quite excited about moving to Ohio. His name, in case you're not remembering, is Ben Lippert. Does that name ring a bell with you? He and I had some conversation about you. Don't worry, you got an A+. Okay. And he really is excited about coming here. And so I gave him my cell phone number, and he's going to text me when they get here, and I'm taking he and his bride out for supper. And the place that I have picked is Lucia's up in North Canton's. I see some smiles, so some of you have been there. No advertisements. But really, he is excited about coming here, very excited. So I'm excited for him and for you. One other thing that I have observed, the last time I was here, I don't think the entire service was up there. No, I'm seeing a head going, no. I actually looked at a couple of you as we were singing, thinking, why do they have this hymn memorized? Only to find out. Anyway, please bow with me in prayer. Gracious and loving Savior, as we reflect upon your word, we pray your presence with us and ask that your spirit enters into the words of he who speaks and opens the ears of those who hear. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as frequently I have discovered what I have planned that's interrupted on Sunday morning, and as I followed along, I use a different translation. I use the New Revised Standard Translation. One of the main reasons is because our Book of Worship uses the New Revised Standard Translation. So, be a moment, I don't want to have to think too much. But I listened, and there was a phrase that, there were actually two phrases that stuck out to me from the Gospel lesson. One of them is, the words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. You have heard me on occasion say, I'm just the delivery sister. Okay? This is where it comes from. God uses me. As he uses each one of you, so don't think you're getting out of anything here. But understand that. The other is earlier. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. You see the Father through the Son. And it's that same Son that enters into us and enables us to show the Father to others. Now, back to the point that I really did want to make today. 1 Peter, verse 9. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And verse 10. Once you were not people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Royal priesthood, a holy nation. Usually when we hear the word nation, we think of land with boundaries. It has a government and a population. Think of a country like the United States of America, or Canada, or Mexico, or Germany. We get the message. We think in terms of a specific area. That isn't what Peter's talking about here. We are a nation. We're the mighty nation of God, and we have no boundaries. None. And our denomination demonstrates that. We are the only Protestant church that is worldwide without divisions. You aware of that? Our rules are governed by the unity. And we cannot pass any rules that violate the unity. That isn't true in the Lutheran Church. That isn't true in the Presbyterian Church. That isn't true in the United Church of Christ. We are literally a worldwide church who shares the same faith in Jesus Christ. We are a nation without borders. Now think about that for a minute.
sometimes we tend to think of the border as being the four walls of this building. If this is the church, then we're going to go into the real world. I cannot tell you how angry I get when I hear that phrase. Well, this is the church. In the real world, are you kidding me? This is the real world for our worldwide nation. Our struggle is to keep that world out of this world and keep this world into that world. But one isn't real because that is implying the other is false. Both worlds are spheres of existence, here and there. And it's our job to border. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people. Wow. Chosen race. I don't know about you, but my lineage is basically German. I have a slight branch that goes into the England area, into the British Empire, but most of it is all German. I love sauerkraut. I was born, I was raised on being a Pennsylvania Deutsch, you know it as Pennsylvania Dutch, meal known as pizza. Whoa! That was a condition of marriage when I met Kay. Because you have to learn how to make pig stomach and cherry custard pie. And my grandmother will teach you, which she did. Now, it is literally the stomach of the pig. And it's cleaned very well, and you're getting a cooking lesson now as part of it. And you peel off the inner lining of the stomach, and then you stuff it with sausage, potatoes, cabbage, and you season it with salt and ground marjoram, and you steam it. You don't have to eat the stomach if you don't want to. I sort of enjoy it. Sometimes it feels like you're chewing a rubber band, but so I say to people, how many of you like sausage? Okay, you don't have that to make.
Somebody loved us enough
that they prayed for us and taught us and helped guide us to this point where we could proclaim our own faith in Jesus Christ. It wasn't just our parents. It was our family. It's not our blood family. It was the act of the royal priesthood. The chosen people. God's own. Who brought us to where we are. And then enables us to take that message to others. Not everybody can do what I do. But there are a lot of things that others do that I can't. This may come as a shock to you. I don't like going to nursing homes. My personal experience with nursing homes has not been good. I don't like going in hospitals. Same reason. But I do it because the one who dwells in me enables me to do that. You are a light unto the world. You have been chosen by God. You have been equipped with the presence of the Holy Spirit, and you have been set loose in your mission field. And that can be very sobering, but here's something else to remember. God wants us to live with joy in our hearts. And that comes when we're doing what we're designed to do. That's when we feel good. That's when we can laugh. That's when we can understand there really is nothing we as a congregation can't do. Let me say that again. There's really nothing that we as a congregation can't do. You are on the cusp of a magnificent opportunity. I'm going to get to see it two more times before event installation. And I'm going to remind you on each one of those occasions that that door to the outside is going to be opening wide for you. Very wide. I'm excited to see this kind of thing going on. Is it my favorite? No. I know. But it opens up doors. To tell you how much I'm getting into that, because I told Benny, I had typed out a slide that had my translation of the scripture that he could have just put right into this. And then I deleted it. Because I didn't know how to copy it to bring it over. I didn't have any clean USB sticks or anything. It's not necessarily one of these machines. But never lose sight of God is not going to ask you to do anything that He hasn't prepared you to do. Okay? God isn't going to ask you to do anything that God hasn't prepared you to do. So embrace your ministry. Do it with a smile. And realize that may be your ministry. Okay? Tomorrow starts right now. Please bow with the word. Gracious Lord, we thank you for the opportunities that you lay before us. We thank you for your presence in our lives. We thank you for the ways in which you uphold us and teach us, guide us, and use us. Walk with us, Lord, as we journey back into your world to be representatives of your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please turn to hymn 402, and if you are able, please stand. Thank you.
through Jesus bring the presence and power of God's indwelling Spirit be before you to lead you, behind you to guide you, beneath you to uphold you, above you to bless you, about you to protect you, within you to caress you. In the name of the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, world without end. Amen.
Thank you.